pen to settle an argument between two sheep. The Jews sent three delegations to Damascus. Three. One delegation was that of Hyrcanus. And he said, and this delegation was led by Antipater. And he said, it's the oldest brother, he's entitled to the throne. We have Aristobulus under siege. You back us, and we will naturally become part of the Roman Empire. The second delegation was Aristobulus. And Aristobulus said that he's entitled, Hyrcanus is not a real king, he's the Kohen Gadol, the job should be separated. And he also said that we don't want that the country should fall under foreign domination, quote unquote. That was an oblique reference to Antipater. But Pompey interpreted that as being an oblique reference to him. He also made a very foolish statement. He said that he complained that the Romans were, there were certain Roman cities, for instance, as we know, the Roman legion in Caesarea had been there since the beginning of the time of the Hashmonaim. And he said the Roman leaders, the Roman officers, were all grafters. They were all cheaters. They were all, they could all be bought. And he was coming to tell the great Pompey, who was the greatest cheater of them all, you know, that they weren't, that they could be bought. And all of that made a very negative impression upon Pompey. The third group was sent by the Sanhedrin, was sent by Chazal. The third group told the Romans, both of these, forget them, both of these guys, and let them reinstitute that the Sanhedrin, the rabbinic leaders, should be the head of the country. All three groups agreed, apparently, that Pompey could come and take the country over without any problems, and therefore that's why they came to him before he comes with his army, that he should take it over. Pompey took his time coming from Damascus to Jerusalem. He stopped in what is today the city of Bet-Shan, then it was a Greek city. He stopped on the way in Shechem. He finally came to Jerusalem. When he came to Jerusalem, Hyrcanus and his army withdrew. They gave up the siege because they did not want to fight the Romans. And the Roman army of Pompey leveled the walls of Jerusalem. In the ancient world, if you took down the walls, you left the city defenseless. They leveled the walls of Jerusalem. Then they forced Aristobulus to come out to surrender the fortress of Antonius. This is in the year 63 before the Common Era. And the Roman army and Pompey himself stepped into the temple. According to Josephus, Pompey went into the Kodesh HaKodesh. We don't have any record of that in the Gemara, but according to Josephus, Pompey himself went into the Holy of Holies. However, he did not take any booty from the Beis HaMikdash, and he did not interrupt the services of the Beis HaMikdash, and the next day he withdrew the Roman army from the Temple Mount and put it back under the authority of the Jews. But for all practical purposes now, the state of Judea was under Roman domination, was under Pompey. Now, Pompey made the following settlement. Hyrcanus would remain the Kohen Gadol. Aristobulus would be the king. But Pompey himself appointed a governor for Syria, and the governor for Syria would really control Eretz Israel as well. So that Aristobulus would be only a king in name, not a king in deed. With that, Pompey